So Devez is in torment in these flames, either hell or purgatory. Some say purgatory because Devez is not noted here for doing anything super bad. He's just neglectful. He's enjoying life and pleasures and thoughtless about the needs of others, and but he is concerned about his family and does call Abraham his father and all of this. So maybe it's purgatory. It could be hell. Some say hell too. But he was thoughtless. That's what lack of charity can be, just not thinking about other people. Maybe when you see somebody in pain and suffering, you reach out and do something, but if you don't see them, what do you do? Are you thoughtful? And a lot of charity is thoughtfulness. Even if you're living with somebody or you work with somebody, you can be thoughtless about their sufferings and their needs and what they're going through, and you don't think about what they have to go through. So thoughtlessness is a big part of not lack of charity. So we want to be thoughtful, thoughtful, which leads to deeds of charity. In this case, this man had a person at his doorstep, and he didn't even reach out in charity to him. So that was pretty close. So he's to blame largely for the state that he's in, for the lack of charity that he practiced, and so he's suffering in these torments. We can think of ways we are not charitable, ways we are thoughtless, not thoughtful enough, not just with our money and material things, but with our time. Think also of our prayer life too. We can be more thoughtful in our prayers. How often do we pray for so many intentions? Pray for the souls in purgatory. How much time do we spend praying for other people when we could be praying? Instead, we're doing things a little less charitable, seeking our own pleasures and etc. So our time can be spent in charity and thoughtfulness as well. Let's think of those who we'd never see, maybe the souls in purgatory. How often do we pray for them? People in a country, other countries are suffering a lot. Children who you don't even see in homes where they're being abused or mistreated in many ways. So many different prayers we can pray for if we make the effort to think. And charity is very thoughtful, very, very thoughtful, quick to help, and generous in helping in prayers and sacrifices and physical deeds.